Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we present tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Today we are here to talk about kindness, and I am pleased, I am so very pleased to have one of the kindest people I know joining me today. Jan Lundy is going to be my guest, and she absolutely exudes kindness in all that she does. For those of you who have not had the joy of experiencing Jan on the show or her work, let me just tell you a little bit about her before we get started. Dr. Janice Lundy is the co-founder of and director of the Spiritual Guidance Training Institute, which is a leading-edge organization engaging in education, experiences, and relationships for practical, integrative, unitive living. She is an interfaith interspiritual guide, the author of several spiritual formation books, including Your Truest Self and My Deepest Me, and she is the creator of the Pure Presence Method. She has also authored on top of all the other incredible books that she's done, she's authored a beautiful book and 30-day guided experience titled Living Gently with Myself. And we're going to talk more about that in a little while. Jan resides in Michigan, and you can learn more about her at her websites, www.janlundy.com and www.spiritualguidancetraining.com. It is my honor and privilege to introduce you to Jan Lundy. Hi, Jan, and welcome back.
Hi, Kenny. Oh, wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, as we're getting ready for the show, you and I, you know, sent emails back and forth, and you mentioned the importance of being kind. And we had decided, I should back up a little bit, we had decided that we wanted to do a show on kindness. And in our conversations about that show, you mentioned the importance of being kind to ourselves and the relationship between self-kindness and kindness to others. So let's just begin with self-kindness. Will you describe, in your opinion, what that is?
That's a great place to start. As I was thinking about that, in reflecting back on my own life, I'm one of those people that others always said that I was very nice. And yes. I was very nice, but I may have been outwardly to others, but on the inside, I certainly was not nice or kind to myself. And so thus began the journey of learning what kindness really meant. And I firmly believe that we can have plenty of good intentions and motivations to be kind to others. But if it isn't rooted in a genuine awareness of self, your own needs, your own feelings, and treating yourself as kindly as you might others, then really kindness is a hollow practice. So self-kindness is extending goodwill towards yourself. It is listening to your inner dialogue, listening to your body, to know what it is you really might need in this moment to be well, to be happy, and then to make sure that you honor those whisperings with self-compassion, understanding, and gestures of kindness and well-being towards yourself. I really think that's where it begins, because for me anyway, once I started engaging with myself in this way, which was quite new, and I had a lot of resistance to it, I did find in time that I was naturally kinder towards others.
And I imagine that felt more authentic as well.
It did feel more authentic. And that was one of the things I had hoped we could talk about today, too, because when you and I talked about kindness as a topic, you had told me that you had set the intention, or perhaps kindness was going to be your word for 2019. Mm-hmm. And so I was wondering, so what is your motivation? The motivation for a lot of us can sometimes be rooted in shoulds. And they can also be rooted in motivation of looking good or being what is the current thing to be. We see this a lot with the gratitude movement. The gratitude movement has had an interesting tip in that gratitude is like the thing to do. But are we really feeling that deep sense of wonder and awe, appreciation and thankfulness in our heart? So my question to you, I'm going to turn this back to you, was what was your motivation in wanting to be more kind, or to have kindness as your word for the year, your focus for the year?
My motivation comes from the fact that I get so caught up in busyness and doing things. I have a genuine intention of doing things that benefit other people's lives. And to me, that is a form of kindness. But when I do it with from the busyness point of view instead of the kindness point of view, it's just busyness. So for me, kindness was about the intention that I put into everything I did. And as we started talking, it became blatantly obvious to me that self-kindness was a part of this. And like you just mentioned earlier, I have a tendency to forget about being kind to me. I'll ignore my well-being to serve others. And in doing so, I end up getting myself in mental and emotional places that take me a while to dig back out of. as we started kind of throwing some ideas back and forth, I loved it when you mentioned self-kindness, because that just opened the door for me to really look in. So my intention, even though kindness is still the word and the intention for the year, it's taken new form, and it's about looking back at being how can I be more kind for myself and to me. And one of the things though that you mentioned that I would like to really get into is, you just mentioned many of the benefits of being kind to yourself, and many of the and even some of the ways to be kind to yourself. I want to ask you what self-kindness is not.
That's a really good question too. Self-kindness is not self-indulgence. It is not self-pity. It's not self-absorption. Self-kindness is really rooted in empathy and compassion. So that when you have a need, like you said, when you get yourself in a bit of a fix because perhaps you stressed yourself out or pushed yourself too hard, it's turning a kind eye back toward yourself to notice that you, as much as anybody else in the universe, is deserving of your own goodwill, your own generosity. But it comes from a place of not being self-absorbed and self-centered. It comes from a place of wanting wholeness. And so that's why I think it's healthy, because we know that it will help us to be moving more towards well-being, whole, happy, healthy people, generous people. So the generosity begins with self, and then that naturally extends out to others. But, you know, I want to take a couple minutes, if we can, and talk about what are the steps, because the steps you listed in terms of getting started with being kind toward yourself are really the same ones that we use to get started in being more kind to others. And I have three of them written down here, and I think these are important to acknowledge, because, you know, I'm all about practices. You're all about tools, and there has to be a method, right? Otherwise, we just think about this and it stays as wishful thinking. So The first one, what you already said, intention. What's my intention for this? What do I really want for myself? And it also works the same. How do I really want to be as a person towards others? So the first step is clarifying your intention. The second, okay, you already named too. You said, I have to pay attention. I have to notice. And I was just reading a fabulous article by Daniel Goleman this morning, who's the author of Social Intelligence, an article called I Feel Your Brain. And it was, he talks about, this is one of the major obstacles that we have in terms of being attuned to present reality, which is your needs, the needs of others, is that we are busy. We are too busy. We are locked out of this present reality by our cell phones, our Blackberries, our email. We miss the human moment, is what he says. We miss the opportunity for attending to what's going on and responding as needed. And I love that, because if we're too busy ourselves and distracted, we're not paying attention to our own deeper needs that could be cared for with kindness. And we also are missing the opportunity to be present to others and extend empathy and compassion, because we're simply not there. We're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then the third one is act. And I'll just throw that one in there. The third one is, once you notice and you pay attention, do something.
Yeah.
Act, make a choice.
Yeah, that step gets skipped a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
you were talking about attention and awareness and being present. And just wanted to share, I heard someone asked of a crowd just the other day. They said, where are you? And if the answer is anything other than here, then you're not necessarily present. You know, even if you state, oh, I'm sitting in my office. Okay, maybe you are sitting in your office at this moment, but are you actually here? And then the second question was, what time is it? And the answer is now. And when you can ask yourself that several times a day, you can actually bring yourself into present moment, which allows you to get to attention and awareness. And you can tune in to what's going on within you and what's going on. Even once you tune into what's going on within you, you can more readily see what's really going on around you. But yeah, the opening that attention and awareness and then act. So you've already mentioned several ways to act. What other things can we do to act on kindness?
For me, it's when I'm out and about, out and about in the world, mm-hmm, to really pay attention, to be present, to notice other people, to maybe even make a vow to myself that I will do one kind thing for someone when I am out and about today. I won't be so busy, so self-absorbed that I'm not noticing other people, and especially if someone else needs assistance. Whether it's holding a door for someone, waiting for someone else to pass through, letting someone who has one thing in their hands for groceries versus my full basket to go forward, a smile, a kind word, a compliment. And these are not hollow gestures, because what happens is when you start doing them, you really feel the positive impact of that within yourself as having a generous spirit. And it actually inclines you to more. So sometimes setting that small goal of one kind thing for today is a good place to start. Mm-hmm. I also, in terms of self-kindness, I look at my schedule of the day. I make sure that it doesn't feel too overburdening. I don't schedule too much. I take time for quiet, for the things I enjoy, whether it be reading or listening to music or going for a walk. Those are acts of self-care, which are acts of self-kindness. So between those two, we move. You know, we are in our own world, our own inner landscape, and we have to pay attention to what it is we need and would benefit us and our well-being. And then we step out and we're into the world of others, and we can carry that same, it's a heart set. It's a mindset and a heart set to, here I am in the world. How may I be present to others as I am present to myself?
I love that. One of my favorite things to do, and I get laughed at by a lot of my male friends because I don't mind going shopping with my wife, and we can go, and she can be in search of some new shoes, and I'll go to the store, and then I wander the store, and like you were talking about, I tune into other people, and inevitably every time I go, I will make a comment or some gesture to someone in the store, and I end up hearing about their day. And it's not just, oh, I'm having a rough day, or, oh, I'm having a fabulous day. I get the story. And to me, that is kindness that I give myself because I'm learning about someone. It's kindness that I give to someone else because I'm giving attention and awareness. And I just, to me, it feels like a flow. And I don't know that there's anything more kind that we can do other than giving people our attention. You know, I still like holding doors open for people. I still like buying coffee for the person behind me in line. You know, those random acts of kindness, I love those. But I think when we can slow down and give attention, which is giving of ourselves to someone else, that is such a beautiful thing for both of us.
It is, absolutely, because our world can get very small. Otherwise, we can become so self-absorbed. We are already very self-absorbed, a lot of us, with our devices, with our lifestyles, with our computers. There is much to keep us looking at our small world. And sometimes the outside world frightens us, though, too. We're made uncomfortable by the outside world. When you see someone who is suffering or who is homeless, begging for money, or someone who's struggling, it requires us to ante up our game, I think, to step into sometimes a little bit of uncomfortability, even to say, I can be present to this person in a generous way. I don't have to solve their problems. I don't have to feel responsible for their life. But in this moment, I can be present and offer a piece of myself that is generous. They're small things. They're small acts. And they do transform us in time.
You had mentioned earlier the gratitude practice and how it has, I'm going to put it in my words, so if I get the meaning of what you were saying a little bit wrong here, know that it's my words and my interpretation. But this gratitude practice, this gratitude movement that we see has, in many, many cases, has kind of stopped at surface level. And this kindness movement that I hope to start and that you work towards, it stands a chance of doing the same thing as stopping at surface level. How do we go deeper? And you've already mentioned a lot of this.
That's a very good question. I think the commitment has to be genuine. I think you have to see the real need for kindness to be there. I have on my homepage of my website a passage that I wrote years ago, and I keep that on my website because I want to always stay attuned to kindness if I can, and why it's so important. And this is what it says. Kindness cuts across all boundaries and borders, permeates all walls and wounds. Kindness connects us to one another, no matter what we believe or where we live. Kindness is the common language we speak as human beings. I don't know of anything else that does those things other than kindness. You know, love is a word that is really tricky for a lot of people. Even generosity is a tricky word for a lot of people who are worried about having to give too much or to serve too much. But kindness does cut through all of it, and it requires very little of us because it's something that is naturally in us but just needs to be cultivated and brought out. So staying attuned to kindness, doing some more reading about it, having spiritual practices like metta, loving kindness practice, which is something that has totally transformed my life. It's offering phrases of goodwill in my mind to myself and to others. It's an interspiritual practice, and it changes how we think and how we feel about ourselves and about others just through using repetitive, simple words over time infused with heartfelt energy.
Now, since you've mentioned that, I want you to go ahead and tell people about the page that you have. I believe you said it was on your website, that you have some guided videos on there.
What I have on my website, if someone goes to the tabs along the top and look for the one that says resources, I have an entire page there which explains how to do this beautiful practice of 4 lines of blessing. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be at ease in your life, or variations of those. And then we're on that page also, Kenny, what I've done, because I do enjoy recording guided meditations, is I think there are 4 or 5 meditations, some short and some quite long, 25 minutes, that take you through the whole process of how to do this. They're very calming, and they open your heart to yourself and to others.
How beautiful is that? I think that on our heart level, on our soul level, that we all desire to be more open and more connected with others. And I think that is the busyness and the competitiveness of this world is teaching us how not to do that. So that's part of my vision for my work and for everyone else is to help people do that. And this is a beautiful resource. Folks, if you haven't been on Jan's page, please do that. Go there, because she does have many, many resources. And then I'm going to get her to tell you how to follow her on social media, because she's got some great videos that she puts out, beautiful blogs and just other works as well. Jan, we're almost into the show. Before we go, please, first of all, tell people how they can connect with you on your website and your social media pages. And also, I want you to be sure to mention 2 things. One is the metta or loving kindness meditation that you're doing. I believe it's February 8th or 9th. You can clarify that. And then also, I want you to mention your beautiful book that I mentioned at the first of the broadcast, Living Gently with Yourself or Myself.
Oh, thank you, Kenny. Well, kindness has been a common theme, and compassion as an expression of kindness. And so it's all throughout my website, janlundy.com. And if you go to, again, the tab, you will find tabs for videos on Vimeo. You'll find my Facebook page. You'll find a link to Instagram. And the resources that are there are very helpful in terms of keeping you focused on your deeper inner journey and then how that translates into being in the world with others. Saturday, February 9th, I will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, leading a all-morning session on metta, loving-kindness practice. I'm calling it a mini retreat, and we will have a beautiful experience of sharing that together. My book, Living Gently with Myself, is all about this. It's all about self-kindness, and that is available on my website in the store. So there's a lot there. This has been my passion and purpose for a long time, and it has been extremely healing in terms of my own well-being and my relationships with others. And I hope it will be the same for others as well.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Jan. Thank you so much for listening to the show today, folks. I want to tell you about a new class that I have coming up. And last week I told you it was going to be about expanding love. Well, I listened to that still small voice within, and it has changed. The new class is Vision, Pray, Meditate. And I'm going to get you a whole lot more details on that very soon. Speaking of my website, go to www.kennybrixey.com to find out how my services may assist you in realizing your own awesomeness. Thank you so much to Brent Carey and Mark there at Empower Studios for making this platform available to us to spread positivity worldwide. Until next week and beyond, allow kindness for you and others to be your guide. Love and peace. Bye for now.